Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
What you have on your mind is on my mind all the time, wanting me to love you, wanting me to say you're mine. Just lay me down and let me love you like you want me to do. When I get through, you won't forget that your past you're gonna regret, that you were with me all the time.
Tonight, but before we get into the lineup tonight, that song You're Gonna Regret by Vernon Minton, we're gonna talk about that one because Vernon is with me tonight, and we got a whole lot to talk about with that young man. And I know he's gonna laugh when I say that because he's a little bit younger than I am, but as far as I'm concerned, he'll always be a young man. We are heard all over the world now, and I am so grateful for that. We have well over 10,000 listeners, and here are some of the places we're heard: the Russian Federation, Singapore, the good old USA, Ireland, Germany, Egypt, the United Kingdom, Australia, Indonesia, Canada, Croatia, I can't talk tonight, New Zealand, Tunisia, Brazil, Taiwan, South Africa, Pakistan, India, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Hungary, Norway, Malaysia, Vietnam, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, Finland, Sweden, Korea, Ecuador, and as of this morning, Japan.
Can you hear?
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are all over the map. Now, there's two things that I want to add to my quiver of arrows. You can now purchase my photographs on viewbug.com under Yvonne Mason, and my photographs are also on a new line of clothing from Vita.com. If you go look under Vita.com and type in Yvonne Sewell, which is my married name, you can get scarves, wraps, totes, and pillows with my photographs. I'm very proud of my photograph. So now that the housekeeping is done, let me introduce you to country and western artist Vernon Minton. He became popular in the 1990s. Sadly, his career was tanked. He was taken advantage of by many people in the industry, as have many artists been down through the years. His career never got off the ground as it should have, and that is a shame because this man is an amazing artist. Historian, this industry is not unique. Many artists, both in the country and Western arena, and the rock and roll, blues, and soul, were taken advantage of on many levels. But Vernon refused to bow down to the abuse by those in the industry. His music can now only be heard, sadly, on YouTube. His music is old school and worthy of an audience. So tonight, we give him the audience. And we will talk about how he got there, what happened, and why he left the industry. And because I was able to find his music and change it to an MP3 format, we are able to bring you six of his songs, and bless his heart, he is going to sing live for us tonight as well, and I'm so excited about that. Vernon, welcome to my show, and thank you so much. I'm so humbled and grateful that you have come on the show. You there? Vernon? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it on mute.
You can't be
can
hearing
hear
anything.
Now?
Yes, I can
hear
you now. You can't be
right.
On mute. So,
well, hello,
you.
Everybody out there.
Thank you for coming on the show. And being my guest, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you gratefully, and I thank you for having me on your show tonight. It's a complete honor.
Well,
in fact,
I'm the one that's honored.
Well, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to be on your show tonight. I'd like to introduce myself as Vernon Minton, singer-songwriter, Nashville, Tennessee. I've got 10 number one hits out there, and just like you were saying, I'm not the only one that's been out there amongst the industry that's actually I had 10 number one hits on one album, and they just did not want to put all of them out on their on the shelf with 10 number one hits. The best of Merle Haggard, the best of Loretta Lynn, all that comes last. So I told them, look, I did not want to ever let it said that I ever turned anything less than a hit. So they said, well, I'm telling you, you've been nominated for Melrose of the Year, Song of the Year, and Star tomorrow. I said, well, that's wonderful. And I said, but now where do I go from here? They said, well, you need to come to back to Nashville. We need to sign a contract. I said, what kind of contract? I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Yvonne, when I went there, they said, here's what you need to do. You need to actually we need to make 10 number one albums and play these things that don't sell, this bunch of crap that don't sell to these people, so you can have 10 number one hits albums and have, because so, they'll buy, you know, a whole album or a whole CD for just one hit song. I said, I'm not doing my people that away. I yelled at them. I said, let me tell you one thing, the people put me here and I love them. And I said, I'm not doing them that way. I'm not taking them down the drain. I said, their money is it's hard to come by. And I said, it's like this. I love the people. I love my music. And I don't ever said that I turned out anything less than a hit. And they said, well, we're in for the money. I don't know what you're in for it for. I said, well, you know, money's fine, but, you know, it's going to burn too. But I'd rather leave this world with people loving me than leave this world rich, rich, rich. I said,
well,
all I want to be is just financially stable.
Well, let's back up a little bit. You and I have talked many, many times. We've had many conversations. And before I start playing your music, which is it's old school and it brings back so many memories of my life as a child, tell the folks how you got started playing, because you got started at a very young age.
Well, it seems to me, it was just like yesterday, but it does seem like a long time. I started at the age of six. I basically...
Daddy bought his first guitar.
I started at 6 years old. My mother
you
taught
there?
Me to... Yes, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Getting a call coming in. That's no problem. It'll just beep one more time, and that'll be it. What they're wanting to do, they're trying to get your blog number so they can blog in to hear you too. That's
well,
what that's all about. I've been on the phone all day.
Well, let me tell them the call-in number. It's 516-387-1756. Any of Vernon's friends that want to call into the show, that's the number, 516-387-1756. So you started at 6. What happened at 6 years old?
Well, at 6 years old, I didn't have many friends to play with. I decided that guitar was my thing. And my mother actually played guitar.
And Dorothy.
Yes, Dorothy. How did you know?
This is Matt, Vern.
It's one of your...
I didn't
wow.
know I was live. I'm sorry. It's his cousin, Matt. I'm his mother's
cousin, Matt.
Sister's grandson.
Check it out. Check it out. All the way from Iowa.
Yep.
Okay.
All the way
no,
from
no,
Iowa.
Well, I'm in, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm in Kentucky right now. I'm truck driving. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Hey.
I didn't realize I was live with you.
Just
Vernon,
to the
you're doing
there,
good.
Matt.
Keep it up, man.
All right. Hang in there, son. Listen to the show because we got one good one coming up for you.
I'm excited. Always glad to hear you sing, dude. You're my inspiration for learning myself.
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. I love you, man. Okay.
I love you, bud.
I love you too, man. You see what I'm talking about, Miss Yvonne?
I guess, and I love it. I love it.
This is crazy.
So
it's going crazy around
six.
Here. They love your show. So, but anyway, getting back to the inspiration of 6 years old, it kind of threw me there when I heard that. I'm wondering, well, wait a minute now. Who is this guy? The voice coming over the phone. But anyway, please excuse me for that rude
That's
interruption.
Okay. This is why we call
I
it off the chain.
But I tell you what, it's always good to hear from my cousins in Iowa. That's all the way from Iowa. You just got a call from Iowa. So to me, that's a real good. And I've been an inspiration to him as well. I taught him how to play guitar. But as of 6 years old, my mother taught me how to play guitar. And she told me, she said, son, I kicked the back of the guitar when she was pregnant with me. And she said that her voice and playing sang me to sleep. And she thought a little of it rubbed off on me. But she would not want to teach me if I laid it down. She said, son, I'm so afraid you're going to lay it down. I said, mama, let me tell you something. If you ever teach me anything, I will never lay it down. She said, you going to promise me that? I said, yes, ma'am, I certainly will. And she taught me my first chord, D chord, and about a week I had corns on my finger. So I ran in there and told mama, I said, mama, listen to this. It was opened up. Man, it was real pretty. Because she had told me, you know, when you open that chord, I'll teach you nothing. So I couldn't wait for the next one. So instead of just teaching me one more, she taught me all of them, and I was able to open them all up, and I happened to remember them. So I didn't even know I could sing. I really didn't. Until I played guitar, I matched my voice with my guitar, and then I finally sung my first song, and it shocked my mother completely to death. She brought my father in there. She said, listen to your son, 6 years old. So by the age of 12, let me just say, as I was growing on up, I played with the older people, with the older songs. So I grew up with the old type country. And so I also grew in with the new type country, so I know them both, the new and the old. Most don't care about the old type country, but that's the real country.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, I changed mine because so much country was so much alike. So I changed mine, country music, New Orleans style, and it's a lot of sax in my music.
Right.
And so they tell me that on my picture on my CD, I look a lot like Hank. They said Nashville Hank's back in town. I said, well, they've already heard from a Hank. But anyway, to get back to it, by the age of 12, I sung in front of 50,000 people. No, it wasn't. It was 5,000 people, I'm sorry. 5,000 people at the city auditorium. It was Stonewall Jackson backing me up in the pit. And at 12 years old, that was a big thing for me. But I had been playing for 6 years with older people that knew old songs. And I had memorized them by playing them, 6 years. And so I was playing a song in 2 weeks' time. it just blew my mother's mind and my father's mind. They just couldn't believe the voice I had. And I couldn't believe it either. I didn't know I had a voice, like I said. And the thing about it, I enjoyed playing and singing so much till that became my best friend. My guitar never lets me down. It's always there for me. It never bugs me. It's very patient. It never makes a mistake. If it makes a mistake, I made it. Here we go with the beep again. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Anytime you want to hear me play, anytime you want to hear me sing, and people say, what are you going to do when you make it big? I say, well, when I make it big, I'm still the same old Vern. Well, at that time, I was doing comedy acting, you know. I was playing old buddy Vern and with Vern, Jim Varney. And comedy just was not in. I said, well, if I can write my own skits, I can write my own songs. And in 1993, I had 21 to my, by that time, I had 21 songs to my credibility. And now I stopped counting at 50-something, okay?
Wow.
And it's still climbing. I don't even know how many songs I have written and put the music to. I coordinated, originated, and it impressed the big dogs so much they wanted a piece of the action in Nashville. I made a lot of songs up for my wife. I made so many songs up for my wife, it's pathetic. In fact, she thought she like got fired at Waffle House. She was a Waffle House waitress. So I'm going to tell you guys, everybody's listening out there, when you go into a Waffle House, you never know who you're waiting on. It could be a Nashville singer's wife, okay? So I'm going to tell you right now, I came in the back door one Christmas day because Waffle House is open on Christmas. That's about the only place it's open. And I had wrote a Christmas song that morning. Everything just, I can write it down fast as I think it. And I have wrote 3 songs at once. It comes to me so fast. Basically, I wrote a Christmas song because I was so blue on Christmas morning, and she was at work and had to work. And I said, well, if she can't bring Christmas to me, I'm going to carry Christmas to her. So I called her supervisor. And I knocked on the back door, you know. He said he let me in. I came through there. I had my suit on, my Nashville, man, I had my guitar in tune, you know. And I went through there, and I told everybody, I said, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I said, may I bring a Christmas to you? And I said, dedicate this to all of you. And since my wife works here, Cindy Minton, said she heard this and she recognized my voice. She turned around, her eyes bugged out. She thought she was going to get fired. Well, it was already okayed by her boss. Her boss thought it was great. So I walked in there and I started playing. And everybody hooked and hollered. Their food got cold. And I told her, I said, this is dedicated to you, baby. And I took off playing. They wanted me to sing another one. When I got through, I bowed, took off my hat, put it back on. I told everybody I loved them. Merry Christmas to you. And it was a Christmas song. And it was so beautiful from the very first beginning to the very end. And then I said, y'all have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I love every one of you. And God bless you. And out the door I went. Well, she was just bumfuddled. But when you were saying 6 years old and how I got started, just a little bit of knowledge to let you know you're not supposed to do this. Well, I was in the bars. My mother took me in bars, okay? And my wife's mother and her folks grew up with my mother playing music. So there's music in both of our families. So My wife had open heart surgery when she was little, and the thing about it, here I am on a bandstand at the age of 8 and 9, and I'm not even supposed to be in a bar. I'm not even supposed to be in there playing with the adults. But they have people looking out, you know, for cops, and sure enough, cops, here they come. And they say, get under the booth. But I was so skinny, you know, I was stunted growth. I didn't start growing until I was 15 and shot up like a weed, but anyway, under the booth I went. I just rolled, skidded under the booth, and cop, I see his leg walking by there, shining through there, and then he'd get in his car and leave. They say, okay, he's gone, get back up. And I'd get up, and I played the drums even. At that time, I was playing drums as well. I play a set and a half of Ludwig. So, but I have played a little bit of drums on my feet, played the guitar and sang at the same time.
You're just multi-talented, Vern.
Well, I don't like to boast, and when I tell people about myself, I like for others to tell people about me. A lot of people don't about me because they think, well, if he's talking about himself, he's boasting. No, well, I feel to myself, I'm saying, oh my
God. Ron, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, is this Matt?
Because I will boast on this man. I got a story about him, and I'll tell you how naturally talented he is.
Oh, my God. Can you believe this?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, go ahead,
wow.
I'm going to tell you
what. This was not planned, Yvonne.
Well, I'll boast about him because there was one day while I was still in the Corps that I was in San Diego, and I was sitting in my bedroom, and I called him up, and we were visiting, and I was playing my guitar, and he's like, I'll tell you how naturally talented he is. I was sitting there playing. He's like, you want to know how good I am, Matt? And I was like, how good are you? He's like, I'll tell you with what kind of pick you're playing with that guitar. And I was like, there ain't no way you know what kind of pick. He's like, I bet you're playing with Fender picks. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I bet it's a yellow pick, isn't it? I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, no, you're playing with a medium yellow pick. And he's like, I'll tell you even what chord you're playing. I was like, okay, so I was like, I'll test this out. And I was like, so I played a chord, and he's like, well, that's a C. And I was like, okay, you know what, you can do that twice in a row. So I played
Matt,
a G, and he's like, that's a G.
Was this in person or on the phone?
What's that?
Was this in person or on the phone, Matt?
This was on the phone. Let me emphasize
all
this.
All right.
This was over the phone, and he told me what kind of pick I was playing with. And as I was playing for him, because I don't know, Vern is one of the best guitar players I've ever met in my life. When I went down there to visit with him once, with a friend of mine, we played all night long. I'll swear to Christ, my fingers were black and blue. We played so long. But, I mean, I learned so much from him from that one little bit. He taught me how that unique technique that he has I probably shouldn't talk about, but he calls it quad picking. And I've tried, I can triple pick, but I have never been able to quad pick like that. I can do it, but it's only for like seconds at a time.
Only two of them in the U.S. can do that. Well, I found that out about,
it's
what,
most incredible
30
music
years
ever.
Ago. Could be dead by now, so it's probably just me now.
It is the
well,
most incredible
what?
Thing I've ever heard.
Well, let me play a little of his picking. You guys hold on, because I'm going to play You're My Angel, Baby, because I know that's one of the ones you wrote about Miss Cindy, isn't it, Vern?
Well, you can say it, yes.
Okay.
Actually, just a song that I wrote, but it actually does fit right in with her.
All right, hold on.
You're my angel, baby, my sugar pie. You're the one that I dream of at night. I love you. You know I truly do. I'll always be with you till the day I die, 'cause you're the angel, sweet angel of my mind. That's how I know I'm never gonna let you go. No, I could never love another the way that I love you. You're my best. Backstop too, and as sure as the sun comes up, I'm gonna marry you, 'cause you're my angel, baby, my sugar pie. You're the one that I dream of at night, 'cause I love you. You know I truly do. I'll always be with you till the day I die. You're the angel, sweet angel of my heart. That's how I know I'm never gonna let you go. No, I could never love another the way that I love you. You're my backstop, baby. You're my backstop too. And as sure as the sun comes up, I'm gonna marry you. 'Cause you're my angel, baby.
All right, that was beautiful. I don't know who was singing that, but it sounded a lot like me.
That one has become one of my favorite songs.
You know, I hear that from a lot of people. Another one that has became a favorite from a lot of people that they say is a classic is A Place Where Love Never Dies. And
why don't you play that?
Visualize that song.
Why don't you play that one for us? Because that one I could not get. It's not anywhere that I could download it. I've got a cassette tape of all your songs, but I couldn't get them transferred to a CD because my transfer didn't want to work. And that A Place Where Love Never Dies, that song will rip your heart out for us.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that when you got a 10-piece group, an 11-piece backup, and it don't sound the same with just my guitar and myself. So it'll rip your heart out when you've got all those. I had Tom T. Hall's son backing me up on lead guitar, at Dean Hall, and in fact, every single one member of the band, they wanted to know, well, Vernon, since you own all, you know, your rights and all this, who do you want to be your lead player? I said, well, who won the Battle of the Bands? They said, Dean Hall. I said, who's that? They said, that's Tom T. Hall's son. I said, well, that's who I want. I said, well, who won the drummer? They said, Terry Feller. I said, now, this is in 1993, right? They said, right.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's who I want. I said, well, who? Now, this is very important now. I said, now, this is what I really want because country music doesn't have sax in it that much, and I want it like country music New Orleans style. I want a little swing in it, and I want a little funk. I want a little rock thump with a country feel. And I said, that sax will give it a sexy New Orleans sound, and that's what I'm looking for. So who won the sax? And they say, well, but Randolph's been winning it, but Sam Levine won it this year. I said, well, that's who I want. So I ended up getting a 10-piece group with 11-piece backup.
Wow.
And I'm the only one. That's why all of my songs became 10 number one hits. Your band's what makes you. You know what I'm saying? And the
exactly.
thing is, without a band, you don't sound as good. And that's what I was adding because of that. It'll rip your heart out, and then you hear the song. And one day, I hope you'll please download it for the people. I actually made a picture in my mind of that song of people down in a hollow, and people don't die. People don't fall out of love. People lives forever in love. And they're holding one another, and you don't know it till you go up over this hill, and you look down over a meadow, and all you see is people holding one another, loving
and
one another.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all that are not from the South and not from the hills, when Vern's talking about a holler, he's not talking about somebody standing up and shouting. He's talking about a valley down between mountains, and it is the most peaceful, beautiful place in the world. Some of the cleanest water and greenest grass and brightest flowers are grown in a hollow. Am I right, Vern?
Yeah, that's right. And it's so beautiful. And I got a screaming dog back out there.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about him. Well, what song can you sing that you're comfortable with?
Okay, well, I'm fixing to get with it. And I got to find it here in some of my my music. I can get my wife to hold the phone. Well, or I can just sing one I made up for my wife. It doesn't matter. But
that's
that
whatever
place,
you
love
want to sing.
Never dies. Beautiful. Do what?
Whatever song you want to sing.
Well, you know, I mean, you wanted to hear that one, and I wouldn't want to let you down. And that sounds like a good song myself. That sounds like a good title. I Don't Want to Let You Down. I think I'll make one
of
them.
It does, see? Now you got to write a new song.
Yep, and I'm going to dedicate it to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just whenever you're ready.
I'll watch you. You watch me.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to sing the song that I'll sing one that my wife just asked me. She's looking me dead in the eyes. She's listening to you. I got you on speakerphone.
Okay.
And my wife, I just wrote this song not long ago. And she said, Vernon, why don't you sing that one? You, I'm watching you watching me. Well, to tell you a little about the history of it so you'll understand a little bit of it, so it'll mean a lot more to you, is she had a girlfriend that worked with her at Waffle House, and some of these Waffle House waitresses are flosses. And but anyway, I'll leave that at that. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to talk nice about people. But she was a real sweet person. Oh, my gosh, I hope she ain't listening. I won't call her name, okay?
Okay, don't call her name.
That's right. But anyway, she came over, and she was listening to me play and this, that, and the other. And of course, I always look at who I'm playing to. And she was watching me, and my wife was sitting there. She was cutting her eye to the left, watching her. Cutting her eye to the right, watching me. Cutting her eye to the left, watching her. Cutting her eye to the right, watching me. And I watched my wife doing this. I said, I got to write a song about this. This is real. This is hardcore to the bone, and this is heart-wrenching to me because I want my wife to believe in me, trust in me, and I don't want no woman coming between us, and I don't want her to get her heart broke thinking that's what's happening because she thinks we're making goo-goo eyes, and we're not. So I got to write a song about this. It's called You Still Hold the Crown. Now, that's another one. And I bought her a crown. I went to Crown Jewelers, and I bought her a crown and put it around her neck.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to let her hold the phone while I sing this.
Okay.
And I hope everybody enjoys. This is going out. This is going out to all the truckers out on the highway from the Bill Mack Show. This is going out to all the listeners out there. I hope you all enjoy this. And this is also going out to... a lot of people that likes this song, especially, and they keep telling me, Vernon, you need to record it, you need to record it, you need to record it. So, well, at least it's getting heard over there, huh?
There you go.
Okay. Well, we grew up together when we were teeny tiny kids pulling each other in the wagon. Okay? So, I'm going to let her hold the phone, and I'm going to get right to it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, you have to excuse me. A little tuning going on here. Here we go. Sometimes, girl, I think that you seem to worry. Cause I've noticed that you've been watching me while she's around.
Can you hear that pretty good? Yes.
But there. And if you think I I can let her love me, just put you down. Then you better listen. If you have to write this down. Don't you worry, girl, 'cause you still hold that crown. Yeah, sometimes I think that you seem to worry, 'cause I've noticed that you've been watching around. But now there's just one thing that I feel the need to tell you. Don't you worry, girl, 'cause now you still hold.
It was an amazing song.
Well, thank you. It came from scratch. That isn't even the finished product.
That is absolutely beautiful. Matt, what did you think about it?
I just came back. I'm sorry. My fiance called. I have to let her know real quick. October 3rd, I'm getting married, and I'm going to have to re-add you to Facebook from when I deleted it.
I haven't talked to Matt in about 2 years.
It's been a long time.
At this time, you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, I saw Jan had posted something about it, and I was like, no way, I got to be there for this, because this is kind of like, I don't know, it's like Vern's thing. His music has always been part of his life, you know, and I mean, like, my whole family's been more or less musically inclined, you know, from my grandfather singing on a old radio program, my grandmother with her sister Aunt Dot singing on the radio too, and then to Uncle Bob and Aunt Dot buying him his first guitar, and they've always said he was a natural from the very beginning. From day one, he got that thing. He was on it, and just it broke my heart. Mike, I don't mean to tell a story on you, but there for a little while, Vern got real brokenhearted for a little bit when, you know, my Aunt Dot passed, you know, because she was his inspiration. And I remember I got him to play that one night, you know, and it hadn't been 4 months probably after she had passed, unfortunately, and I just remember that meant the world to me when I got to play with him. So I'd always watch these old videotapes. Yeah, I said videotapes of him and my dad and my mom being down there and where they're originally from and playing and just having a good time. And it meant the world to me to be able to play with him and to learn from him, and that's just good.
Yeah,
I'm glad I got to talk to you
Matt
tonight.
Matt Stivers, by the way.
Uh-oh. Well,
I did.
Do what?
But he said he changed your diapers, Matt.
I don't doubt that one bit. And I do remember a story about in Biloxi, Mississippi, that I can't repeat on the air about your mother.
Well, I can't. Vernon, let's do this, because I know you were very, very close to your mother. And I have a song that you sing that your mother wrote, because you and I have talked about this many, many times. And before we run out of time, and of course, and I'm going to bring you back, so don't fret. You're coming back on this show. I'm going to keep you as a regular. But I want to
tell you this. Thank you. How can I thank you for those words you just spoke? Thank you so much.
Well,
you're
welcome.
This is such an honor.
Well, you're welcome.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I love the people out there, and I thank them. I thank them from the bottom of my heart just for listening to me. And one day when I do make it big again and I'm not blackmailed again, one day I will never, ever be too big that I can't go to the lowest person and shake the hands and tell them I love them.
There you
and,
go.
You know, I mean, all this goody-goody and big-headed stuff, that's got to go. Money don't change me. Nothing changes me. I live for the Lord. In fact, like that song that I wrote for my wife, for example, that's not the only one, but it's like I have so much faith in the Lord. And we had talked about this earlier many times, Miss Yvonne. I have so much faith in the Lord till actually what happened, my wife and I got married January 10th coming up will be our 20th anniversary. And
wow.
The thing is, we would have been probably the youngest in history to ever get married, but here's what happened. We were so little and so young when we played together, we didn't even know whose parents was who. I didn't know who her parents was. She didn't know who my parents was. But the thing is, we fell in love from word go because our parents went over to her house. And all of a sudden, we just, you know, fell from one another suddenly. And believe me, at that age, you know, she's trying to pull me. She just had heart surgery and a pink scar on her chest. And I fell in love with her all of a sudden. She was stringy-headed and little bitty legs, you know, bless her little heart. And I loved her so much. And she loved to color. But I wasn't much into coloring, but with her I was. So basically, here's what happened. Now, this is the heart-wrenching thing about it. I had to kind of bring you up to this. My wife actually was sitting there coloring, and she had a box of 64 colors, and my dad was a Marine. And I was so poor, you'd have to lean me upside the fence to miss me if I was Cal. So if he bought me a box of 8 crayons, it better last me all year, and I better not break one. I got my tail tore up. But all of a sudden, I see she's got 64 colors. Hey, this little girl's rich. Well, no, that's the only way her mama could shut her up because she always asked questions. So she is coloring in the back seat while the grown-ups drove. And the thing about it, she don't have any patience. She would color Bambi, Big Bambi, and she'd leave the little bitty flowers up to me. You know, I mean, she don't have any no patience. That's why God didn't make her a buzzard. You know, she don't have enough patience. If God had made her a buzzard, he'd have had to jump down and finish it off to eat it. No lie. I'm going to tell you right now, I love her so much. What she wrote me a little in red crayon now, and this surprised me. I was brought up. My mother was brought up teaching me against girls. And back then, I was a shy boy, and boys were shy back then. Nowadays, they're all, the adults is more shy nowadays. But anyway, she had to be supervised because of her condition and all. So, but anyway, my dad was driving. Her mother was sitting on the end, and my mother was sitting near my dad, and we were sitting in the back seat coloring when all of a sudden I was teaching her to outline in black. She said, "Oh, that's so pretty. Will you teach me?" And I said, "Yeah." So I taught her how to outline, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I go to coloring on my page, and all of a sudden she hands me something. Well, I grab it, and it was just like if you're right-handed and you draw with your left hand, what's it going to look like? You know what I'm saying? That's what it looked like at her age. She was about 8 years old. She wrote in red crayon, "I love you. Do you love me? Yes or no?" And I was so got off with. It shocked me so suddenly till all I could do was look to my right. She was to my left, and I looked out the window. She thought, she right then didn't think I loved her, but she enjoyed playing with me still. But she had fell in love with me, and I fell in love with her at such a young age. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people think this day and time, oh, that's puppy love. No, that's true love, because your hormones are not kicking at the time. All
right.
You know is you enjoy being with that person. Uh-huh. You love being with that person, and nothing else exists. And when she wrote that, I love you, do you love me, yes or no, she'd never let no one know it, not even her mother. Only three knew it. She knew it, God knew it, and I knew it. Now, that's the only three she ever, I mean, was ever knew it, okay? She said she never told no one. All right. Now, my wife had a bad marriage in the past, but the thing is, she had just gotten a divorce, and she said she's one of them down. She would never marry again. But she kind of waltzed her little self in my living room when I had a band going, because her mother and her aunt was used to coming to the band every Friday and Saturday night at the theater door here in the living room, you know? But all of a sudden, this beauty steps in the door. I had no idea it was her. I had no idea. I had prayed since I was a little bitty boy for that little girl, and I always called her my little girl. I'd turn over, and I'd cry, and I soaked my pillow. I soaked my pillow, Yvonne, with tears, saying, God, please bring, I got enough faith, to please bring me my little girl back home to me. I love her. I don't want nobody else. I'm waiting on her. I waited 30 years. Well, 39. I was 39 when I got married, going on 40. When she walked through that door, I didn't know her. She was such a beauty queen. But she had this scar on her chest and a low cut. Not real low cut. Not so low cut that it was, you know, bad. It was
right.
A real nice, beautiful dress. And it was angel wing dress. Beautiful. And the thing is, it's kind of a purple and a red and beautiful. And she had just got off the bus, and she was worn out and just made it over to her aunt's house. And her mother said, okay, we're going over Dot. That was my mother's name. And the thing about it, they came over and brought her over, made us acquainted. Well, I fell in love with her at first sight, and she didn't me. Of course, I didn't know it till after we got married. But anyway, I heard all of a sudden, I heard this name, Cindy. And I said, wait a minute now. Cindy, scar. She had had an open heart surgery. They had taken her heart slam out of her chest and patched her heart right in the middle. And she's blessed to be alive. She's more than blessed. She's a miracle. So, it finally dawned on me. I said, wait a minute, Scar, Cindy. And I ran to the sinks where her aunt was standing at the time, and I said, tell me, is that little girl I grew up with, that I actually played with? And I said, little girl, and I've been praying for 30 years, Miss Yvonne. And she said, it was her aunt. And she said, yeah, Cindy. I said, no, you're not getting me. The one we pulled in the wagon, each one of us, she said, the very same. I said, has she got anybody? She said, nope. In fact, she just got out of a bad marriage. I said, well, bless her heart. And she said, go after her, boy. I said, I am. Well, I didn't tell her who I was. I didn't tell her I was that little boy. I figured her family would tell her on the way home. But they didn't. But guess what? When we finally got to talk, I called her every day. You know, she was gone, and she was a hard little worker. She was gone cleaning here and cleaning there with them, and she cleaned houses and this, that, and the other, trying to pay her way around. And one day I said, look, y'all keep coming over here. Cindy's not coming. I said, they said, we're coming over again. I said, oh, no, you're not. We're going to have a band, but we're not going to have one if Cindy don't show up. So you better bring Cindy with you, or there won't be no band. Well, it wasn't long when they drove up. They had contacted her from another household, and they brought her over. Well, the thing is, she still didn't know it was me. And I still knew that was that little girl that I had prayed for 30 years. And I was still just as much in love with her as I ever was. And the thing is, one day when we were talking on the phone later on down the line, putting it brief, I'm just skipping over some things. We were talking on the phone, as people do, and we were talking for hours. And then suddenly, I said, Cindy, let's recall some old time. I figured her folks had told her, you know. She said, okay. She didn't know what I was talking about, but anyhow, she played along with it. And I said, do you remember when we were sitting in the back seat? I always wanted to answer that letter with yes. I never got to. And we were sitting in the back seat, coloring. That's what I told her. And I said, I taught you how to outline. Oh, she's starting to ring a bell in her mind. Well, she didn't let nobody know it because a lot of boys would have been that little boy, you know what I'm saying? That's what she told
yep.
me. The reason why she never told nobody is because she wanted the real boy to tell her. She would know that was me. So all of a sudden, I told her, I said, well, something else I want to tell you. I said, now, I'm not too forward, but I want to let you know that I want to answer a question that you wrote me. You wrote in red crayon, I love you. Do you love me? Yes or no? And it was quiet. Miss Yvonne, it was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. I said, Cindy, are you still there? I kept hollering. And finally she said she did. She almost fainted. She knew then that was her little boy. And the preacher said, really, we may have been married this long, but actually we've been married all of our life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it's so good.
Isn't that good,
and
Matt? I've heard that story before, but every time
I've heard
tells
it before
it,
a lot. Every time I go and see him, we got on the phone, he smokes all the time. He's like, you remember how we met? I was like, yeah, I do, Vern.
Yeah. So I've
so
got
good.
A wonderful
It is
wife,
such a touching story, though.
She had to have open heart surgery again in 2011, and it kind of brought her down. But still, she's gaining her strength a little bit with the right heart medicine. And I make her happy singing and playing to her, trying to. And I love her so much. She's my dream. She's my life. I prayed for 30 years. And I write songs about her, and I plan on doing something with it if I can. If God makes a way out of no way, we will do it.
Well, I feel like you will, because thanks to Glenn Stripling, that's where we got the Boogie Woogie.
That's right. Glenn, you're listening, and Kathy Stripling is his wife. Glenn, I would like to thank you and Kathy, Glenn, both of y'all, from the bottom of my heart. I know y'all are listening because I just heard from Glenn probably 20 minutes or so before I called you at the radio station, or you know, and I just got through talking to him. And so that is kind of strange that you brought his name up. But since you did, I would like to thank Glenn so much for making us acquainted beyond anything can compare. Thank you so much, Glenn. And thank you so much, Kathy, for being a wife to Glenn and letting him just show me the ropes with Ms. Yvonne here. You know, we done gained a little touch, you know.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
have.
Been so
And
well,
we have
Vern, before I go, because I got to go, I got to call my old lady because she's about to go to bed, and I'll try to get
Matt.
Back, but I just want to know, let you know that we're so proud of you. Oh, my God, we're
thank
so
you,
proud of you. We always have been up north. I mean, just, and I know from the bottom of my heart, I know that your Uncle Charlie and Aunt Lorraine have always been proud, and they still are. I know
they still are,
and they always will be. But we love you. You take care. I'll try to get back
if
I can.
Matt, you gave me a big surprise. I ain't heard from you in years. And then all of a sudden, you're going to call on the talk show. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely.
So I'll let you go, and I want you to know, because I love you, and tell everybody else that I love them, too.
I will do.
And,
I sure will.
Oh, Cindy's getting my attention. Cindy said to tell you, she loved you from the bottom of her heart.
I love and miss her, too. It's been too many years.
And I want you to come see us, okay? Ms.
Yeah,
Yvonne,
absolutely. I'm going to add you on Facebook, and I'll send you my number and all that. And we'll definitely maybe
please
talk
do.
Later tonight or
I
tomorrow.
I lost your number,
sometime.
Matt, and I don't know.
I've got a new phone, and I lost yours, too.
Well, I have both of them, but I'm not going to give it out here on the air. Matt, friend
no.
me on Facebook, and I'll give it to you.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
I need to add him on Facebook anyway. So, but anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let him know how proud of him we were, because I always have been and always will be.
Well, Matt, well, one day you're going to be on stage with me, because who taught you how to play guitar?
someday, maybe. I can't light a candle to you, but I like to pretend I can.
Well, Matt, you might as well stay on another couple of minutes, because the show's fixing to end. But I'm going to bring Vern back, ladies and gentlemen, because we didn't get to half of the songs that I wanted to play. This hour has just gone by so fast, and things have just, I'm telling you, the man is amazing. Go on to YouTube and pull up Vernon Minton, Minton, and listen to his music. And maybe we can talk him into cutting records again and getting CDs out there. He can post them on CD Baby and we can buy them. I mean, the music will just, if you grew up in the era that I grew up in, this is homegrown, from the gut, from the soul music can't get anymore, because country artists aren't country artists anymore. They're more rock and roll.
We're losing them all. We're losing all the legends.
We are.
And he's just
got. I'm going to bring them back.
You know, I'm only 31 years old, and I grew up on the kind of music he sings, and it's nothing like today's music. It actually has real, it's real music from the heart and soul. It is, you don't get anything better country than that.
And the next album I cut, Miss Yvonne, my mother wrote another CD. Actually, she wrote that song, and before she died, when I was holding her hand in the hospital, she heard her song finally on CD.
Wow.
God made that happen, and she wrote another song that I still sing and play that my wife thinks is so lovely that she has to hear it all of the time. She's trying to get me to play it, and Miss Yvonne's got to go.
We'll play it next time. That'll be the first song we play after the show comes up, because I'm going to bring you back in August.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
I don't want you to hang up.
Miss Yvonne, I'm going to tell you something. You've been a really inspiration to me. Miss Yvonne, I am I'm speechless, okay? I'm just speechless to know that you love my songs that much, and I thank you so much. And the people out there, I want y'all to know that I love y'all, and I hope y'all will enjoy all of my songs. And when you buy my songs, you won't buy nothing less than a hit, I grant you. And Miss Yvonne, there's one thing I'm waiting on. I want the world to know this. I hope he's listening. There's one thing, and the only thing, really, that's going to get me started going is I'm looking for a manager for a major label.
Okay.
And I need a manager in the worst way. And I put my heart and soul and my gut and that extra unk in everything I do. And I don't stop until it's done right. Or if anything's worth doing, do it worth doing right or not at all. And you have the most perfect show. You have a wonderful voice, and you have a great way about you that it is just so easy. Okay, and I mean it's more than that. I can't find the words for it. You're a loving sounding person.
Well, thank you. I just want people to succeed.
Well, thank you so much, and I know if it's up to you, you'll make me succeed. I know that, but, you know, I want everybody else to love me as well.
And they will.
All y'all in Australia, I got 10 number one hits over there. They sing about the land, and I want to tell them hello. Everybody in Australia.
Ladies and
the
gentlemen,
the whole wide, wonderful world, and may God bless every single body. And when this is the four things you want to always say. God be with me, bless me, guide me, and abide inside of me, for as long as he's abiding in you, it leaves no room for nothing else.
That's true. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, author Ann B. Keller will be here with us. And we'll, as always, we will be off the chain. Go and listen to Vern's songs on YouTube. Let's help Vern be successful. because this is his dream and somebody stole it and didn't have his permission. Love yourself.
That was
be good
dream,
to yourself
man.
And live your dream. Until tomorrow night, and Vern, don't hang up when the show goes dark. Tomorrow night, join us.
Okay. Yes.
I'm
right here.
Okay. Now the show's going to, what happens is we're not on the air anymore, but the show, whatever we say now, will go into the archive part of the show. I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you coming on the show so much. And Matt, thank you for your input because that I appreciate that.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having him on because that man, he's just so naturally talented. We've always wanted him to go, like, big time. He's got pictures in his old house that I remember we used to go visit. He's got pictures of the big-time guys, and that's where he should have been. And we all
right.
wanted it.
Yeah, I played the Opry. And, you know,
I still got
I mean,
that guitar, that replica guitar of your mom's. That little bitty
well,
one,
Matt,
I still have that you gave me.
I want you to tell Miss Yvonne right now, we're off the air. You was on the air. You was heard all over the place, Matt. Check it out.
I'm
did
so
I
proud
give
of
you
I
a call tonight?
Let
did I let
out.
You know anything about this at all? Earlier at any time? Have I let you know anything about this at least any way, shape, form, or fashion tonight? Or today, or any other time.
About this radio show?
Yes, I mean about me being on tonight.
No,
have
no.
I
the only thing
you
I
let
saw.
You know any kind of way?
The only thing I'm going to tell you what it's just we've always had this way of sometimes we'll drift apart, but for some reason our families stick together like this. It could just be a random occurrence. But I saw something on Facebook and something told me you got to listen to this. You need to call in. And you need to tell the world how good he really is from an outside perspective.
Well, I don't
see,
know
I
how
can,
in the world you was able to call and talk to me with me talking to Miss Yvonne. And
because
God,
I have a switchboard. I have a switchboard. That's how I get callers in is through my switchboard. And I can have up to 100 callers on my switchboard. And
well,
he
see,
called
I lost
in on
his
the
number board. On my cell phone, and my cell phone rent, and so did my wife. Matt, I lost your number. I lost any way of getting in touch with you, and if it wasn't
and
for me,
and that's what I was saying,
mind.
I lost in touch with you too, man.
Well, I
yeah.
Matt, when the show is over, I'll friend me on Facebook, look me up under Yvonne Mason, and you'll know it's me because I have a top hat on, and I know how you.
Okay.
I know how he saw the show, Vern, because I kept posting the show all day long, and my page is open, and if Glenn reposted it and somebody else reposted it and I'm telling you, I have a network that won't quit.
I was just so proud of him. I've always been so proud of him. I had to listen to it. I was just like, well, you know, maybe Vern talking about something, but this was different. It just was like, it's like the world needs to know. One man can boast about himself all day. It's another thing for another person to tell his story and how good he really is. You know, and
well,
like he said, he's like, I don't like talking about myself. I talk about him all day. I tell everybody, you know, that wants to listen about my cousin Vern and how his fingers are basically magic on that guitar. I've listened to him play blues, country, rock. He'll play anything you want. If you want that guitar to talk, if it had a mouth, he would make it talk. He's
well,
so
you
good.
Friend
me.
Go ahead, Matt, friend me on Facebook. And I will send you Vern's number. You can send me your number, and I'll call Vern and give it to him.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You know, I believe God had a hand in this because I've been wanting to get in touch with Matt, and I didn't know how.
Well, things happen.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a beautiful
but
thing.
Like
I'm
going
to say, it was a tool that God used for us to get back and connect.
I don't
I think
doubt
so
it
too. Because it was just totally random that Jan was like, because, I mean, I'm friends with Jan, but I don't see a lot of her stuff. And she was just like, hey, Vern's going to be on here. Just want to let everybody know. And I just happened to be scrolling through, and I was like, that's pretty cool. I definitely need to listen to that. And then I was just talking, you know, out loud, like, yeah, that's, I didn't realize I was live. You know, when
yeah.
I said that, I was just thinking about Aunt Dot, and I was like, yeah, that's
right,
Aunt Dot. He's like, who said that?
Hey, Matt, you just got heard by 10,000 listeners all over the world.
That's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
No. No, that's why it's called Off the Chain, sweetheart. I'm glad you did. No, don't be embarrassed. Welcome to the show.
I'm so glad I got to tell a little bit of his story because, and he is one heck of a con. I'm going to tell you right now. Like he says, he's a comedy actor or a musician. He's an entertainer. 100% the man can entertain on stage. He can entertain at the house. He's just a natural born entertainer. And I hope this gives him the push and somebody signs him because this would be so great for him. I don't care if he gets real famous or not. I just want him to do what he loves and what he's talented
at
so much.
It ain't about that. It's following your dream.
Yeah,
that's
it,
If you have a passion, you have a passion and you work that passion, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly. And I've watched him work a guitar, and I'm sitting there looking at him like, that looks like a lot of hard work. And he looked at me, he's like, I'm just having fun. Wait till I actually get started on it.
I remember that. Yeah. Miss Yvonne.
Yes, dear.
My wife has had her hand out wanting to say hi to you.
Okay.
If you have time. You have to
Yes.
Your radio show real quick.
Yeah, we got to. We'll have to end it here in about 2 seconds. But, yeah, put her on so she can say hi.
All right.
Hi, Yvonne. What I wanted to say was Brennan is a singer-songwriter, and he gets up in the middle of the night and he'll write a song. And sometimes I'll say something and just talking, and he says, that's a hit. I said, well, I'll help you write, I'll help you with some words. Because when I was a child, I was coming up, when I was a little girl, I wrote poems, so I can help him. And sometimes I'll help him on some of his music. I said, no, Bernie, sing it this way, see how that sounds. And another thing is my family also play guitar, truck drivers, pickers, and all that stuff. So I kind of, it's in my blood as well as far as helping. But Bernie is the number one that knows everything. But like Matt says, Bernie has got all kinds of personalities, from face features to voices to everything. He can build things. He can make things to people that don't have in a machine shop to make things work.
Right.
And he knows all about jewelry. And because when he was born, his mom had a hard time giving birth to him, so it crushes his brain. And so his mom doctored his head when he was a baby, and therefore the doctor had, pull that poison out and for even him to live. Instead of making him a vegetable, it brought him very smart, what's called Einstein. So most of his family are Einsteins. They're very, very, very smart and intelligent. And, well, I'm the opposite because my heart condition, I'm just allowed a certain height of limitations because my heart condition, lack of oxygen to my brain and my heart. But we communicate together and we know things. We do things together, so that's how we were able to do things together. And we have strong love. There's people who try to pull us apart. They did one time, but we're back together. People lied on us, and so it broke my heart. And it just, me and Bernie is going to keep our marriage because it says in the Bible, don't let no man come between us. And that's what they did, and we're back together, and no man going to come between us again.
Well said.
So here's my husband. My husband. I've been knowing since I was a child.
Okay.
And we begin to wonder if we are brothers and sisters sometimes. But here he is. Because he reads for something and I reach for something, it's like the same thing, okay, what it is or what we say. We can say the same thing at the same time, okay, what it is. And it's continuously. But anyway, here's Bernie.
Okay.
And he wrote many songs about me and other songs about just the world. And I want to say hello to everybody around the world. Bernie was blackmailed, Bernie does need a manager, and Bernie is one of rare people that needs to be out there being a singer, being a star, when you got one right here in Mississippi knows all about it. And I just want to say all this. And I love y'all, and God loves y'all too, and here's my husband, Bernie.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Before I let you go, do you know about, you said you're going to keep me. Am I a keeper?
Yes, you're a keeper. You're a keeper. But they're going to kick us off here, so let me close this show down. And, Matt,
okay,
I'm going to put
you
show.
When you get through, can you call me back and let me know when you're going to have me back on air?
I'll call you back tomorrow because I'm going to spend the rest of the night getting the show up and archives and on the other podcast. So I'll call you back. I'll call you tomorrow
sounds
sometime.
Sounds good.
If I don't
sounds
get to you
and Matt, you give me a call, okay?
I will do, sir. Definitely.
Matt,
right.
When I put the show when the show goes up in archives, I'm going to put the link up on my page. So when you friend me, what is your? I'll just turn around and friend you. What is your full name, Matt? How are you on Facebook?
Matthew with one T, W-E-I-L. That's my last name. W-E-I-L.
All right. I'm gonna as soon as I get off from here, I'm gonna friend you, and then when I put the show up on my page. And archives, I'll tag you in it so you can post it for everybody to listen to.
Yeah, I've got that. All
right, and with all of that, guys, we're going to close this.
Hello?
And, Vern, if I don't talk to you over the weekend, I'll talk to you Monday. I've got company coming in tomorrow, so I will get back with you because I want to probably bring you back in August.
Well, I'd like to be back as soon as I can. So if
all
you
right,
have somebody
dear.
To give up, I'll take their place.
All right. Well, with that, we'll say good night, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, and again, thank you. Thank Ben Striplin. I thank him so much. And God bless you. God bless Glenn. God bless Matt. And I thank y'all so much for loving me and loving my songs. And the thing about it, if it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't have each other or none of this to enjoy. I'm just letting you
that
know
is
this
true. That's
right. From my heart.
That is true. And until
and
next time.
Yep, until
go
next
with God.
Time. That's right.
As Vern would always say, it's never goodbye.
It's
never goodbye. It's just so long until we meet again.
That's right.
There
you
never go.
Say goodbye.
So,
okay.
So long until we meet
now,
again,
and,
guys.
All right. Thank you for having me on your
uh-huh.
show.
You're welcome, honey. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.